The Three States, Waking, Dream, and Sleep, from Gems from Bhagavan. There is no difference between the dream and the waking state, except that the dream is short and the waking long. Both are the result of the mind. Our real state is called Turiya, which is beyond the waking, dream, and sleep states. The self alone exists and remains as it is. The three states owe their existence to avichara, non-inquiry, and inquiry puts an end to them. However much one may explain, this fact will not become clear until one attains self-realization and wonders how he was blind to the self-evident and only existence for so long. All that we see is a dream, whether we see it in the dream state or waking state. On account of some arbitrary standards about the duration of the experience and so on, we call one experience a dream and another waking experience. With reference to reality, both the experiences are unreal. A man might have an experience such as getting anugraha, grace, in his dream, and the effects and influence of it on his entire subsequent life may be so profound and abiding that one cannot call it unreal, whilst calling real some trifling incident in the waking life that just flits by, which is casual, of no consequence, and is soon forgotten. Just before waking up from sleep, there is a very brief state, free from thought. That should be made permanent. In dreamless sleep, there is no world, no ego, and no unhappiness, but the self remains. In the waking state, there are all of these, yet there is the self. One has only to remove the transitory happenings in order to realize the ever-present beatitude of the self.